I know I've said it 3 times this year, but... this is my last smoke and then I'm done. I want to stay healthy for the pack. Well, time to go in. With the Blood Moon party coming up, there's plenty to do. And there's plenty of young pups to mess with. I just hope the twins can behave themselves at least until the festivities are all done. I doubt it, though. What a packed room. I haven't seen the place look this full since the annual hunt. They all look so excited. They even brought their friends from outside the pact. It's nice that they can share themselves fully with the humans. Whoa, who's that? Damn, what a cute face. Oh god, baby, don't bend over like that. I won't be able to. Oh, I'm in trouble now. So cute. I mean... huh? Yeah, I'm listening. Wait, come back. They're my mate. My wolf will recognize them anywhere. Oh god, and I acted like such an idiot in front of them. Growling at them and then just standing there, just staring at their eyes. I could barely talk. Where'd all my game go? I used to be able to charm just about anyone. I guess it's a whole new arena when it's your mate. I need to talk to them. Introduce myself properly. I didn't come off on the right foot, but it can be salvaged. I just need to work extra hard to show them I'm worthy of them. Here I go. Hey, do you know where that beauty went? Not my proudest moment, I assure you. Listen, I know I came off as a bit of a fuckboy staring at your ass, and I'm sorry for that. I promise you I usually have better self-control. Not that I'm using that as an excuse. You're helping us with our decorations, and I'm thankful for that. Listen, I'm an idiot, and I'm hoping it's not too late to start over. Who am I? Oh, yeah, I should probably have started with that. I'm Milo. I'm the Pack Alpha. And you are? You're friends with one of the Pack members. Which one? He's a good guy. He always helps us with organizing events. If it wasn't for him, I don't think these get-togethers could happen so smoothly. I'm an ass. Can we start over? What in the... And how can I help you tonight? You want to fight me? Have we met before? Right. So this is just a case of you proving yourself. So you're gonna start a fight with a person you don't know, on the off chance you can win some street cred. Not a chance. Why? You're more or less half my age. You're just a kid. You have nothing to prove. Not to me or anyone. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here. I know you're not satisfied. I know that frustration you feel isn't gone. Whatever you're going through, I'm sorry, but this is not the way to do it. Besides, I know your mom. If she knew you were here tonight, she would probably just freak out. Just go home. Pretend that this never happened. It's okay, everyone. We can clean up this mess. We were in the middle of something. Nah, I don't really know his mom. I thought by just saying that he would leave without a fuss. I don't normally lie. It doesn't serve a purpose. But in this one, I made an exception. I'm sorry if all that, including the way I acted, put a sour taste in your mouth for the pack. I'm glad you could see it that way. Maybe if I can keep my foot in my mouth for more than 5 minutes, maybe you wouldn't mind having a drink with me sometime. Only if I can prove that I'm a perfect alpha, huh? I get the sneaking suspicion that I will be. I'll be on my best behavior. You're more of a whiskey drinker. Me too, you know. I have a bottle in my office. Would you like some? Alright. Follow me. Why do I hide whiskey in my desk? I've been working late so often that I started keeping things in my office. Spare toothbrush. Whiskey. Maybe some underwear. Hell, even the sofa's a pull-up bed. Eh, it's not so bad. Just a very busy month. Cheers. Sure, you can ask me a question. Fire away. You need to warn me better before you ask me something like that. No, I didn't growl. Maybe it's just because it's been that long for me. You little menace. Though I suppose I deserve it. How long? Well, now, if I have to answer that question, so do you. Okay, I'll go first. It's been a few... maybe a few months. That's cold, laughing at a man like that. Go on, you little menace, tell me, how long has it been for you? Years? Oh, now I know you don't have a leg to stand on. You in here cracking jokes at me when you've hadn't had it for longer? You already know why it's been so long for me. With the pack and all, it's been complicated. You're a beauty, and I don't say that lightly. And if I can ask, how come you can't find someone to stroke that fire of yours? Well, you got me there. Dating is hard. Dodging bullets left and right feels more like work than fun. And if it feels like a chore, then it's probably not for you. But I also believe that there is someone out there that could make it fun for you. Make you laugh and let you enjoy yourself. Yeah, I truly believe that. I haven't met them yet, huh? Well, to be fair, you hadn't met me yet. A flirt? Me? No, I'm a good boy. Very well behaved. Just don't ask around, you might get a different story. Oh, I'm sure the second in command can tell you many things about me. But I'd like to tell you myself. Maybe over dinner. Yes. The big bad wolf is asking you out. Maybe we can go to a Korean barbecue place. I've never been, but every time I walk by, the wolf in me starts drooling. Yeah, I hear it's really good. The pack keeps talking about it, and they always point me to the best places. Hell, who knows? Maybe the meal won't be the only thing I'll be eating by the end of the night. I'm confident, eh? Oh, is that so? Maybe being without for so long I wouldn't last, eh? You'd be surprised. A wolf's stamina would have broken you by the end of the night. Maybe you wouldn't be able to handle it. You can handle a rocky night with a wolf, huh? We'll see about that, little one. It's a date, then. I'll pick you up at 8. No preference on what you wear. You won't be wearing it for very long.